Well, good morning. It is Wednesday, October the 16th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. We're right smack in the middle of this month. We're right smack dab in the middle of the wilderness with Moses and the Israelites. And boy, today is a wilderness text for sure. So let's jump right in. Let's begin just locating ourselves in the presence of God. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Today's entry is entitled, "You are not grumbling against us, but against the Lord." On the foible of relational triangulation. Oh boy, that sounds complicated. Get ready. Our text is Exodus chapter 16, verses 6 through 12. Hear now the word of the Lord. So Moses and Aaron said to all the Israelites, "In the evening you will know that it was the Lord who brought you out of Egypt. And in the morning you will see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your grumbling against him. Who are we that you should grumble against us?" Moses also said, "You will know that it was the Lord when he gives you meat to eat in the evening and all the breads you want in the morning, because he has heard your grumbling against him. Who are we? You are not grumbling against us, but against the Lord." Then Moses told Aaron, "Say to the entire Israelite community, 'Come before the Lord, for he has heard your grumbling.'" While Aaron was speaking to the whole Israelite community, they looked toward the desert, and there was the glory of the Lord appearing in the cloud. The Lord said to Moses, "I have heard the grumbling of the Israelites. Tell them, 'At twilight you will eat meat, and in the morning you will be filled with bread. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God.'" The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Something about us does not want to deal with God. Truth be told, we don't really want to deal directly with one another either. This may well be our greatest foible as a species. We do not want to deal directly with God or neighbor. Translation: we would rather talk about people and God than to them. We would rather withdraw from God and grumble rather than groan with his Spirit. Something deep within us all would prefer to triangulate our relationships rather than deal directly with others, and especially God. Look carefully at how Moses and Aaron deal with this. "Who are we that you should grumble against us?" Moses also said, "You will know that it was the Lord when he gives you meat to eat in the evening and all the bread you want in the morning, because he has heard your grumbling against him. Who are we? You are not grumbling against us, but against the Lord." Moses and Aaron are doing priestly work here. They are collapsing the triangle. Then Moses told Aaron, "Say to the entire Israelite community, 'Come before the Lord, for he has heard your grumbling.'" The role and work of a priest is to bring God and people together. We tend to think of a priest as someone who stands up at the front of a church and leads people in religious ceremonies. Priestly work is not ceremonial in nature. Beginning to end, priestly work is relational in nature. Priests represent people to God, God to people, and people to each other. God has always imagined his people as a kingdom of priests, people who help each other stay in direct, right relationship with God and with one another. When we live in direct, right relationship with God, the way is made to live in direct, right relationship with ourselves and in direct, right relationship with one another. It's why the greatest commandment is so comprehensively simple and inseparably integrated. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. Words of Jesus there from Matthew 22, 37 to 40. Back to our Achilles heel and greatest foible. Our reluctance to deal directly with God and others. Something about us prefers to deal with God and one another indirectly. We are so prone to triangulate our relationships, especially in challenging and conflictual situations. We must learn to deal directly and primarily with God. And through our relationship with God, we must learn to deal directly and primarily with others, family, friends, colleagues, enemies, and otherwise. As priests to one another, we have a sacred responsibility to collapse triangles, helping people relate rightly and directly with God and each other. People tend to go in one of two broken directions. In the face of conflict, they will underown their fault and withdraw, or they will overown their fault and pursue. It's for another post, but it is uncanny how these two types of people tend to marry each other. I wonder, what is your broken tendency with respect to interpersonal conflict? Okay, I'll go first. I tend to underown and withdraw. Underown fault and withdraw. It's an aggressive way of being passive. So I ask myself the bigger question. What is it about me that makes me withdraw instead of trying to heal the broken relationship? I don't know. So I ask God, why do I do this? And he whispers through the inner voice, you are afraid of being rejected. And just like that, the deep fear of being alone and isolated is exposed, and the core longing of deep belonging is unveiled. It makes sense, doesn't it? In the face of potential rejection, I withdraw, which is just another way of rejecting them first. Next, I will discreetly and confidentially share this situation with a sympathizing friend who will support me in my position, also known as triangulation. And this is how cancer gets into a relationship or a family or a company. There's so much more to say here, but it's your turn. The health and wellness of an organization, be it a family, a church, or a multinational corporation will be the level with which people deal directly with God and with one another and not triangulate our relationships. It's why grace and forgiveness and making amends are so critical. Truth be told, our capacity to live in right, direct relationships with one another comes from living in a right, direct relationship with God, which is only possible through the author of grace and pioneer and perfecter of our faith, Jesus Christ. It's why one of my mantras in life, in family, with church and work is, our relationships are the mission. The prayer for deliverance. Lord Jesus, you are my deliverer. Would you reveal to me the deeper wisdom of your will and ways in the wilderness? Show me how I sin in my relationships. And then unveil to me the deeper reason or brokenness behind my sin. Expose my fear and unveil my longings. I'm tired of the lazy truces I settle for in life when what I need is healing. I look for sympathizers when what I need is a priest. Lead me to priestly friends and make me such a friend to others. And would you reveal to me the brokenness in my relationship with you? And show me how all of this is bound up together. Finally, would you deliver me from this mess and into real peace and love in all my relationships? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen. The journal prompts today. Okay, it's your turn. What is your broken tendency in relational conflict? Are you an over-owner of fault, which would make you a peacekeeper? I'd contrast that with a peacemaker. There's a difference. A people pleaser in that sense, needing to manage all of the emotions and feelings and conflict in the room, trying to keep the peace? Or are you an avoider, distancer? Do you have a tendency toward triangulation? And that works across both spectrums there. What is it in particular about you that makes you this way? Try asking God, and then just get still and listen. We're going to sing in a minute a hymn I've never sang before, but I found it in our seedbed hymnal, our great Redeemer's praise. It's called Search Me, O God. It's number 325. And I'm going to do my best to actually lead a brand new hymn, at least new to me. Some of you may know it. It comes from 1936, J. Edwin Orr. So we're going to sing that in a couple of minutes here. But just a couple more thoughts while we're together today. This is very challenging, I know. And you're like, how do you get all this out of a text like this? Like, I mean, I see it in there. The people are grumbling against Moses, right? And so Moses and Aaron are saying, listen, your beef is not with us, it's with God. So They should be dealing with God. Instead, they're grumbling against Moses and Aaron. You see the triangle there? Well, Moses and Aaron are collapsing the triangle. They're trying to bring the real parties together. And it's certainly the same in our own relationships with each other. If we do that with God, we'll readily do it with each other. We're all prone to do it because we don't want to deal directly. We'd rather go sort of a more circuitous route. I'm going to go get my people who side with me, and you're going to go get your people who side with you, and give us a little bit of time. We'll have a full-scale battle and then a war and then a church split or whatever. You see the point. When we need to get face-to-face, really, we need, and that's the thing, we can't even get face-to-face. We need to take each other to the Lord and ask the Lord to bring us face-to-face. We need to go to the cross and then the cross together. And that's where the Holy Spirit will begin to deliver, actually. The Spirit will deliver us from evil. Anyway, it's too much to take on in a morning session like this, but this is what we got together. And I just want you to wrestle with it. I'm wrestling with it all the time. Well, enough of that. Just start with one relationship that may be broken and just begin to take that before the Lord and just hold it out there. Groan. Let the Spirit groan in you for peace in this relationship. All right, we're going to sing. You ready? 325, Search Me, O God. It fits. Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, know my thoughts, I pray. See if there be some wicked way in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. I praise thee, Lord, for cleansing me from sin. Fulfill thy word and make me pure within. Fill me with fire where once I burn with shame. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. Lord, take my life and make it wholly thine. Fill my poor heart with thy great love divine. Take all my will, my passion, self, and pride. I now surrender, Lord, in me abide. O Holy Spirit, revival comes from thee. Send a revival, start the work in me. Thy word declares, thy will supply our need. For blessings now, O Lord, I humbly plead. Amen. Now, I know I butchered that melody. I don't think I sang it the same on any of the four verses, because I've never sang the song before. But if it's the right song, that's the one we're going with, okay? So we went with it, and I'm trying to read the words, and I can hardly read music, barely, but yeah, that explains it. We did our best, and you know me. Our best, my best, and your best, that's enough. So now we need to turn our attention to the day ahead of us. This is a Wednesday. People are going to be struggling. It's in the middle of the week. We need to be out there on the fields carrying seeds of encouragement, seeds of blessing, seeds of a good word. I know that's what you're going to be doing. And I bless you today in the doing of it. And I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.